Welcome to the Basic Bogeys Podcast. We release new episodes every Thursday. If you like what you hear, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and subscribe on YouTube.
We can be found at Basic Bogeys on all platforms.
What's up, everyone? I'm Gary.
Maybe some brutally honest moments there.
Did you just spill something on the brand new Acorn Hills?
This is why we can't have nice things, dude.
Hey, I'm TJ. Obviously, I'm a big Ricky Fowler guy.
This man's at the range.
Listen.
Listening to Alanis Morissette.
I think we both have a pretty decent short game for not being pro golfers.
We're caught in between that average to...
Yeah, low, mid handicap.
Yeah.
Even people with two legs is difficult. Golf is hard.
Right.
Here with the Basic Bogey Fellas. This is good. This is fun.
This is all that was supposed to happen. Yep. Just to end up here with us. Yep.
Everything happens for a reason. Sat here in front of you two beautiful gentlemen.
Everybody was crowding on the green. Like, yo, let's go to the next tee.
TJ's like, no, let's go to that tee box.
Posted up real close, and there's DJ and his brother Austin.
Have a good fish fry.
And then pick up the fish fry and go.
Pick up the fish fry and go.
You just showed up with my wristband, and you're walking out with burgers, chicken sandwich, fries.
We had glizzy stuff.
We had five meals.
Easy. One of the scariest moments of my life. I forgot when you texted me. It was hilarious. I think you were like, you know what? We could use this.
That was after I had made the offer.
Oh, you already? Okay. All right. That checks out.
We're in it to win it this year, so
watch out.
We are Basic Bogeys. All right. Here we are, Masters Sunday. Just finished up on the 18th green. Scotty Scheffler wins it. What a lot of people were expecting, but he was able to do it. Closed it out.
Yeah. I mean, hard to ever have the number one player in the world as an underdog. But he really took command round three and obviously the final round. I think from like hole nine on, he kind of asserted himself and said like, hey, this is mine to lose type of thing. So,
yeah, I mean, I was looking back. So like on when the last group was on seven and then I would have put Homa and Oberg on eight. That's when all of those guys were tied. Mm-hmm. At six under, and then from there Scotty made six birdies going out and the other guys all each made at least one double and just the doubles.
Auberg went what, swimming on back-to-back shots there trying to go for the green, and then Homa went into the bushes there on that par three. It almost looked like initially that he second guessed that he thought that he like grabbed the wrong club. Like the look that he gave his caddy, he was like, what the hell?
Oh, on 12, you mean?
Yeah, when he went into the bush, he went over the green, he like had that look like, did you just give me the wrong club?
It also I can't believe it hopped that far. I mean, he landed, if you like watching after where Scotty shot, I mean, Scotty was like a few yards closer, but like Scotty's hit and checked up and spun and he just got a weird hop and then that unplayable. And then, I mean, from there too, to just make that five really hurt.
I mean, it's hard to, I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head there with Scotty dominated with birdies when they all took, you know, bogeys or doubles and really kind of shot themselves in the foot. And Scotty, is the kind of guy you can't give any space to because he's...
Yeah, and that's the other thing is, like, even with those doubles, I mean, like, there was a while I thought, I was like, Colin Morikawa is out of this, but he still hung in there, and so did Homa, too, where, like, they all could have gone away, but, I mean, Oberg even still finished a 7-under. It was just... At that point, Scotty was just making these birdies. The putter did get hot. I feel like the putter wasn't hot earlier on in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that did get hot, in addition to the other guys struggling, it was just no shot.
But I knew it was over when was that 13 or 14? Scotty hit that one into the green on his second shot, and it spun far right
there.
To like 14. It spun right. Like 3 inches from the hole, and I was like, oof, that is that's the nail on the coffin.
That's that weird green where it like splits into like three portions. And if you, I mean, Homa landed like a foot or two right of where Oberg was, and then he was, 35 feet away.
But yeah, yep.
Big shout out to Bud Copeland, though. When we had him on for the preview show, he said, look out for Ludvig Oberg. And then he came out here and he performed his first ever major.
Yeah, that's actually just. One hell of a snipe. That's a hell of a snipe.
Yeah. And so. he kind of stuck. Let me look real quick. I think
he took second overall, right?
Yes, he did take second outright by a few strokes as well.
I think he was seven. I think he finished at seven.
Yeah, he was seven under. And then after that, Colin
was Homa, four.
Both tied for third with Fleetwood, who Fleetwood came out today and posted a 69.
I don't know if you saw some of the late round of Fleetwood. He had like a 60, like a 60 foot chip that went down off of a ridge, and he hit the pin in the middle, and it would have been for
It was on 16, birdie. I think it was earlier than that.
I think it was earlier than that because then he missed the putt on 16 or 17 that like rimmed the right side of the cup, and he could have finished. He could have been almost in sole second.
I mean, so of those, the final two groupings there, though, I mean, Holm posted a 73, Morikawa posted a 74, and Oberg ended up posting a 69. Yeah. He's under par rounds 2, 3, and 4 after just posting one over round one. So he was just consistent, you know, all through the week.
Yeah. And with him, I think really the only, like, I mean, I shouldn't say that. Like, obviously, Scotty bombs it. All these guys can bomb it, right? But, like, that was my first time really watching Auberg play. And, I mean, he really impressed me. He's a younger guy, and he's, was this his first Masters, or was it like his?
This is his first major ever. So he didn't really do, he's played in the European, the DP Tour, mm-hmm. and then they brought him in for the Ryder Cup, and he played pretty well at the Ryder Cup, which is a big stage. Yeah. And then he got a win as well on the PGA Tour between then and now, and that's where I remember at one point they said, he was the number one ranked amateur in the world not that long ago, and he was 3,000th in the world for pro golf, and he is currently already up to 9th in the world as a pro golfer.
But no big deal. Yeah. Well, good for him. I mean, he put on a show that, again, on 14, because him and Homa were right before Morikawa and Scotty. That shot into 14 that he had was incredible. He kind of hit almost the same spot as Scotty. Just stuck it just as well. So,
and one thing I noticed too, like there was after he made the double on 11, he was still like all smiles heading to the next tee. And like that's something. Like I'm a big Homa guy, but one of his weaknesses is once he makes that big number, he made that five. It was like he just didn't bounce back. I mean, it pars out from there, but it just. Ludwig kind of stuck with it and he got it going after that and almost gave it a run, but
I mean, it's impressive. Scotty, first of all, I didn't know Scotty's only 27. That man looks like he's 45. I don't know on what planet that man is 27 years old, but whatever. He's the youngest ever to win two Masters in like a year, like the year span. I think it's 2 years or 2 Masters championships in 5 years. Or lowest amount of starts to win 2 Masters. That's what it is. Bubba's like 6 and a couple others are tied there. But I mean, Scotty, Ron to Scotty. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you also see on, so it was 13, that par 5. Did you see the little T flip that Colin Morikawa did there? Yeah. a little shout out to Good Good there. It was kind of like a knockout challenge real quick.
Yeah. And it was funny because you could see, obviously, like, it's so funny. Colin's like having a rough day, right? He's trying to stay afloat. He looks at Scotty and goes, you, me. Flips it. He goes, me. And Scotty gave him like that little shit eating like smirk on the left side of his mouth. It was so funny.
Yeah. Another just shout out here to Tom Kim. Tom Kim ended up with the low round of the day too. He posted a 66 today.
Damn, man.
He was way back as well too.
Yeah, but
I mean, he had a 77 yesterday.
Dude, imagine shaving off 11 strokes.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Where was he? Yeah, yesterday he was 11 over. So he was back there. Like, he went off early. That's where Tiger was, right? Tiger was 11 over.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
And Tiger teed off at 9:30 this morning.
Oh, with, I know.
Did you see who he was playing with?
How about my boy Neil Shipley, the amateur out of, I think, Ohio State, right? Is that where he is?
Yeah, he's grad student at Ohio State. I mean, he's 23, but I don't know if you saw his caddy. His caddy looks like he's like 16.
Yeah, his caddy goes somewhere. Does he like play? Is he a walk-on on a basketball team or something? A D1 team?
I don't think he's an actual caddy. He might have just been carrying the bag, but...
He got lost on his way to the par 3 contest. He didn't know that it was earlier in the week.
Yeah. But, I mean, Shipley went out today. He posted 73, one over. Beat Tiger straight up, who posted a, what was he, 77?
Yeah, Tiger had a rough day. But, yeah, Shipley kid, I mean, he, I saw a couple of things that were posted on Instagram, like, because obviously they're like, dude, you're an amateur, you're a college kid, and you're hanging out with Tiger Woods. And he's like, Tiger made me feel so comfortable. It was the most, like, the least nerve-wracking round I've had all weekend. It was so cool. He's like, Tiger was actually, like, talking to me and asking me about school and, like, you know, making casual conversation. And honestly, it's kind of cool on the back end to see Tiger be so relaxed as, you know, he's got that, like, he knew that he was out of it. He just wanted to have a respectable day and whatever. But it's cool to see Tiger be, like, come to terms with, all right, I'm kind of near the end of my career. I'm with, you know, kind of a young buck. Let's take him under the wing and kind of make him feel welcome and see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Shipley wouldn't even have been born when Tiger won his first Masters either.
Literally not. Literally not. when was Tiger's first Masters? Was that 96? Reminded me,
I think it was 99. Wasn't it?
It was like mid to late 90s. I can't remember which one it was.
It kind of reminded me, though, of that when Michael Block was grouped with Rory,
yep,
at the PGA.
Yeah.
And just seeing that, like, interaction with the, you know, I mean, obviously Michael Block is technically a pro, but 97 was his first major.
Okay.
97, 01, 02, 05, and then 2019.
Yeah. I heard somebody say, like, Scottie Scheffler the last, like, year or two or whatever is kind of on, like, a Tiger tear with, like, winning and, like, top five finishes and stuff. And I'm like, okay, pump the brakes. Like, it's a good run, but it's no Tiger
it's
run.
It's a good run.
Chill.
But when you look at the numbers, he's still nowhere even close to what
nowhere.
Tiger was putting up.
There will never be someone like that. But, yeah, it's – man, it's like – It was an overall, like, really good major to watch. I mean, that whole the start of this day, there wasn't a single person in the top five that was, like, completely out of it. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was – well, the leaders went off 2:30, and then, like I said, there was, like, 7, 8. It was probably, like, 4 o'clock or so. Everybody was like, this could still go anywhere from here.
Yep.
And it's nice to see the weather turn around, too, because day one was rough. I mean, the wind was brutal.
Yeah,
and
wild.
Then today it was kind of back to those pristine conditions, and they still no, like, low scores. Not that many golfers that actually posted under par, but
no, yeah. All right, so I mean, I guess the big reveal for this, you know, obviously neither of us won. I think I got. Who did you pick again?
I had Rom, who actually he had a pretty good day today.
He had a good day today.
He was out of it, I mean, early on, made the cut, but
I feel really good about my Maxi pick. I think Homa, he showed up, obviously tough day, but felt good about a top five guy. But yeah, I mean, Scottie Scheffler kind of showing why he's the number one player in the world. And sorry, Nate, you're going to have to pay out of the Acorn Hills is dishing out the gift cards.
Yeah, so we had four winners. We had Emily and Hope from Gymnast to Golfers. We had Greg over there at Backswing Banter, another winner. And then we had Excellent Albatross, local here in Syracuse with us. He had Scottie Scheffler. And then our good buddy there, Blair from First Responders Golf. We had be an episode coming out soon with Blair over there. He's from, I believe it's like Kansas City, Missouri area.
Yeah, he's out of Missouri,
there.
Yeah. Yeah, really nice dude.
But he's... he's a part of First Responders Golf, and so that's going to be an upcoming episode. We'll chat with him. But he also had a Scotty Scheffler pick. So we had four correct picks out of our 18 submissions there for the Acorn Hills gift card.
Heck yeah! So we'll be sending that stuff out to you guys, and we'll be in contact with you. So thanks to everybody that participated as well. It's really cool. TJ and I kind of talked about it a little bit before we started recording over the last week. It's really cool to have like some of our friends that have been like supporting us and followers that have been doing that stuff, but then also like other content creators that have really kind of, they jumped on board with this, and they're all from all over. It's really cool for us to be like seeing how far this is reaching and everything. So big shout out to everybody for, you know, making Basic Bogeys kind of fun part of the Masters weekend. So that was pretty sweet.
Yeah. I mean, we had East Coast entries, West Coast entries. I mean, we even had Rick from England. We had Igor from Italy. And
I was going to say, Igor, my boy.
So, yeah, we'll be looking. We'll do something similar.
Yeah.
Probably for the upcoming PGA. I don't know if we'll probably do like a different prize type of thing, but we'll do something similar, a pool to have everybody enter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got anything else to add about Masters weekend here?
Yeah, no. I mean, overall, it kind of, you know, entertaining, good golf, you know, watching some of the guys that are still trying to figure it out have those big blowups. But, you know, it's, I don't know. It was overall really, I give it probably like an 8 out of 10. Thought it was really good. And, you know, just happy that it's golf season. Happy that we're about to almost be able to get out and shoot. So yeah, excited about the near future.
So stay tuned for Thursday. We're back to regularly scheduled episodes. We got Bud Copeland that did our Masters preview on, but we're talking just golf, kind of getting to know Bud and stuff like that.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Make sure if you haven't followed us on Spotify, on Apple Play, and all platforms, YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, all that fun stuff, and keep up with our daily and weekly posts.
Well, that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Basic Bogeys.
If you made it to this point, we truly appreciate you listening to today's episode.
To see more of our content, be sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and subscribe on YouTube. We can be found at Basic Bogeys on all platforms.
Feel free to reach out to us, give us feedback on the show, or maybe you want to collaborate. We're always looking to team up with others and continue to grow this great golf community.